CPS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknoters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Monday, March 16th, 2020. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Bill Bank Green. Bank, day five of the sports hiatus across the sports world now, but there's no hiatus for Ohio State's recruiting. In fact, Ohio State's recruiting keeps picking up momentum. We're going to talk about that on today's show. Let's start with Jakalyn Johnson committing to the Buckeyes yesterday, Bank, the number four corner in the country, number 59 overall prospect in the country. So an excellent get here. Not a big surprise, obviously. We've been talking about this for a while. I know you expected this. You had your crystal ball in for a while for J.K. Johnson to the Buckeyes. Just what a very, very, very good get for Kerry Combs and the Buckeyes here.
Yeah, they needed this. All recruits are not created equal. As you know, there are some that, you know, are such a position of need that they're bigger than others. This was a big one. They need to have a cornerback haul in this class. Clark Phillips really hurt him last year. Jordan Battle hurt him the year before. So there's a gap there in the cornerback room, and that's a big start. You know, I think they need two more pure corners. Can't get much better than J.K. Johnson. I mean, he's really good. What else can you say? You know, I mean, he fits the mold. If he does everything he's supposed to do and everything goes the way that we kind of think it's going to go, he's going to be another high draft pick for Ohio State. I mean, he fits with Arian Conley, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, you go on and on and on. He fits with those guys from a talent perspective. And he's going to get Kerry Combs. And, you know, everything is there for J.K. Johnson to turn himself into an NFL football player. And it's going to be exciting to watch him develop over the next couple of years.
Speaking of corner, looks like the Buckeyes are going to land Devontae Smith out of Cincinnati LaSalle. I know you put a crystal ball in for him. Others have as well, such as people on the show will recognize, like Steve Wilfong, Alan True, Bill Curlick, people like that. Bill Bank Green, you know, just some heavy hitters in the industry. So is this a foregone conclusion the Buckeyes are going to get Devontae Smith in your mind? Just and when do you think this might go down?
I feel pretty good about it. If I was a subscriber to Bucknuts, I'd probably be hitting refresh here today, tomorrow, next day, maybe today, soon. I'd keep my eyes open, put it that way. The best thing I could say right now is, you know, here in Ohio, there are so many businesses right now that are totally shut down. The Ohio State business is open for business, and business is good. So let's leave it at that, and I would check refresh here fairly often.
Yeah, that's good advice. Devontae Smith, number 32 corner in the country. Safe to say, three-star prospect right now, number 14 player in Ohio. Safe to say he's underrated.
He is. The guy that did the rating messed it up, and that's me.
You?
No, I don't think I did mess it up. Devontae at 5'10 and a half and 170 pounds, which is what he was the last time I eyeballed him in the state championship game, is a heck of a player. He's a Duran Grant type player at 5'10 and a half, 170. At 6 foot tall, which he is now, and 185 pounds, while still running 10-800, still a 4.55 electronic guy, that's now headed to being Arian Conley. So I need to see him in person. I think Steve wants to see him in person. I think Barton Simmons wants us to see Devontae in person to confirm everything, you know, everything is what we think it is right now. If he's still able to move at 6 foot the way he did at 5'10 and a half, then he's a four-star kid, in my opinion. But I think we need a little more in-person data to make that call. So I would say he's a four-star on hold. We just got to see him in a camp or a combine or a workout at his school or something. I just want to see it with my own eyes, and I think that's kind of what Martin Simmons and Steve Wolfong would agree with. So I think, you know, the ranking that you're seeing now is really his ranking from last October and November, and it was accurate at that time, I believe. But I think, you know, with the new and improved Devontae Smith 2.0 here, if everything is what we think it is, he's a four-star kid.
Let's talk some running back recruiting. I know the crystal balls are rolling in for Evan Pryor to Ohio State, the number 5 running back in the country, number 84 overall prospect, young man out of North Carolina. You're one of the crystal ball pickers that have selected Evan Pryor to Ohio State. Should listeners be hitting refresh today for Evan Pryor?
I'm never real good on when. I'm usually pretty good on who. I feel real good about Evan Pryor to Ohio State. And this is a Tony Alford rescue job or a Tony Alford steal job. I mean, you know, Mack Brown is doing a great job in North Carolina. And he really, you know, a week ago, he had a little commitment flurry there. And a couple of Evan Pryor's friends committed, a lot of in-state North Carolina guys. They have so much momentum right now at North Carolina. And boy, there were a lot of people, and there were some crystal ball picks went in from some guys in that area for Evan Pryor to North Carolina. And this is Tony Alford saying, not on my watch, you know, and we can say about what went on last year, this is this year, you know, and in the recruiting world, you know, these guys are good enough to turn the page, and they can have an off year. They're not machines. They're not robots. But this is Tony Alford here. That is, I believe he's pulled this one right back to Ohio State, and Ohio State is going to get Evan Pryor, and I think they're going to get one more running back, maybe not in the short term here, but I think Pryor's just the start for that running back room. I think Tony Alford will get another one of either Donovan Edwards or Travion Henderson. My pick would be that it'll probably be Donovan Edwards, and I think Ohio State's leading there, so you know, Tony was kind of the whipping boy last year, and that's the way this thing goes in recruiting. But I think he's going to hit a home run real, real soon with Evan Pryor, and he's set up to hit another home run, you know, with either Donovan Edwards or Travion Henderson.
That's outstanding news. I'm happy for the Buckeyes. I'm also happy personally for Tony Alford. I like him personally. You know, I've gotten to know him, you know, not like we hang out or anything like that, but just times I've interviewed him, talked to him off the record and things like that. He's just, for those who don't know, Tony Alford's a good guy. And Bill, you know, Bill, you obviously know that
guy.
As well as anybody. Yeah, he's a great guy. You're right.
He's a great guy. He really is. Like, I don't know anybody that's ever interacted with him that doesn't like him. You know what I mean? Even like coaches at other schools, you know, and these guys sometimes can be like 15-year-old girls with their petty jealousies and insecurities and stuff. But, man, I don't know anybody that doesn't like Tony Alford. And if you see the product Ohio State puts on the field at the running back position year after year after year, they are well coached, you know, and he got beat up last year. There's no doubt. There's no way to spin Bijan Robinson for Mayan Williams, okay? But this is a new year, and I think this is going to be Tony Alford's year. So let's get that out there.
The irony, right? I mean, Tony Alford recruits J.K. Dobbins. Last year, while J.K. Dobbins is having an historical rushing season for Ohio State, which is saying a lot. There's been a million great running backs come through here, and he broke the single-season rushing record. I thought Eddie's record might stand for a long, long, long time. I guess it did stand for a long time. But, you know, J.K. became the first 2,000-yard rusher at Ohio State. Tony Alford recruited him, coached him up, and during that whole time, he's taken a lot of heat because Bijan Robinson decided to change his mind, which wasn't Tony Alford's fault. So I'm glad that
Tony Alford. No, not at all.
You know, I think those are the only people that maybe didn't like Tony Alford with some Ohio State recruit next to last year. But, yeah, now he'll be back in their good graces, so I feel good for our guy Tony Alford. And last thing, man, let's stay with running backs. Trey Sermon to Ohio State. I know you crystal balled him to Ohio State. For those that don't know, Trey Sermon will be a graduate transfer. He'll be a senior this coming season. He was a solid back at Oklahoma for 3 seasons. He is coming off a torn ACL. Oddly, it happened the exact same day that Marcus Crowley suffered his torn ACL. It was November 9th. So it should give him enough time to come back. Do you feel like, obviously you put crystal ball and you feel like it's going to happen. Do you feel like that's a good fit, a perfect fit for both sides, Trey Sermon to Ohio State?
Yeah, I do. There is a prior relationship, again, with Tony Alford. You know, he's going to be the star this year after being, you know, they wanted fired last year, and And I get it. You know, you, this is a what have you done for me lately business. You either win or you lose in recruiting. You know, second and third place doesn't help. I think they're going to get Trey Sermon. I think it makes a lot of sense. He knows Alford. He knows Mark Pantone. I mean, there's a comfort there. He almost came to Ohio State out of high school. You know, in Oklahoma, they've got two backs that kind of maybe he would have to split carries with. And I don't think he's interested in a three-way deal. I think if he comes to Ohio State, nobody knows what's going on with Master Teague. But those Achilles injuries are not – they're not good. So if Teague is not there, then Trey Sermon gets the carries and, you know, he's the guy. If Master Teague makes a great recovery and he's still there, there's still room to have – two guys split carries. And I think Trey Sermon would be okay with that. I really don't think it's ideal for Trey Sermon coming off this knee injury to really have 300 carries. So I think, you know, even if Teague is out, then I think you have to run Steel Chambers and you've got to get somebody else the ball. You don't want Trey Sermon on that knee 1 year removed, getting 250, 300 carries. So I think Ohio State's perfect for him. The thing people need to know is Trey can really catch the football. And that's an important part of this offense where Master Teague, that is not his strength at all. So I think Trey Sermon makes all the sense in the world for Ohio State. It makes all the sense in the world for Trey to play. You know, he stays playing big-time football. He stays in a big-time offense. And he gets the football. And he shows the NFL who he is. And you know, this guy, when he's healthy, has been really, really productive. I mean, he's a heck of a player. I think it makes all the sense in the world.
Great stuff, as always, from Bill Bank Green. Really appreciate it, Bank, and appreciate all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. Hope everyone has a great day, and hope everyone stays safe. We'll try the Buckeye Swag, best damn band in the land.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.